Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Debbie Brooks, founder of Homeopathy World Community. Each Sunday, I'm so pleased and grateful to be able to present a short meditation session. And this gift to you will assist your nighttime rest and healing, or your daytime energy level. What we're listening to in the background on this June 12th, 2011, is the sound of bees buzzing and making music in the background. We are like busy bees every day in the garden, communicating with each other, just moving from flower to flower, gathering the pollen so that we can produce sweet honey to feed the family, to feed the queen. So I wanted to start today's meditation with these sounds that was made 100% by bees. And we cross-pollinate to create a beautiful harvest. I want to thank you all for joining me. I'm sure everyone has had a very, very busy week, and we're going to get ready for the new week with some meditations coming up. I really am enjoying the sound of the music, the bees buzzing and creating the rhythm behind us. And I'd also like to begin with some prayer, because prayer is so simple. It is like quietly opening a door and slipping into the very presence of God, there in the stillness, to listen for His voice. Okay, the sound of the bees, and now we will continue with the meditation. For those who are new to Blog Talk Radio, just sit back and relax. Listen to the sound of the music and my voice filtering into your subconscious with loving thoughts. You do not have to call in. Just click listen on the Blog Talk Radio computer widget. If you can't stay for the length of the program or are already on your way to work, you may download the archive after the show to your computer or audio player. It is best not to drive while listening. Continuing with our prayer, which is so simple, like opening a door or a window and slipping into the very presence of God, there in the stillness to listen for His voice, perhaps in petition, or only to listen. It matters not. Just to be there in His presence is prayer. Having prayer in your life means that you have peace and comfort in your heart as you walk down any pathway your life has to offer. And today's meditation is all about our busy lives, about all the things that we have to do, that we feel we have to do, that we consider a necessity, that we carry around in our thoughts, on our calendars, in our schedulers, on our phones, in our computers, wherever we are, there are all these things that we have to do. Some people put it on scraps of paper or write it on with a marker on a calendar. So we're going to take a closer look at that with some really nice affirmations. In the meantime, we're going to start with the setup and then we'll do the breathing. Clinical evidence suggests that imagery activates brain function in the same way as actual experience. This means just thinking about something will activate these chemical reactions in the brain. You don't even have to do it. It's just a memory. Researchers have monitored brain activity during these imagery and visualization exercises, and they found that the same parts of the brain were activated, whether people imagined something or actually experienced it. Visual, auditory, and tactile imagery arise from the cerebral cortex, where our language, thinking, and problem-solving skills take place. Imagery can send a message from the cerebral cortex to the lower brain centers, including the limbic system, the emotional center of the brain. From there, the message is relayed to the endocrine system and the autonomic nervous system, which can affect a range of bodily functions, including your heart rate, perspiration, your blood pressure, and much, much more. We know that medical experts consider stress a cofactor in causing 70 to 80% of all disease. Let us lower our stress with meditation, visualization, guided imagery, and breathing. We are now at the part of the setup where we do our breathing. So breathe in deeply into your lungs, filling all the spaces in the lungs, energizing the cells and the blood, getting in touch with the nervous system. Breathing in again and exhale through the mouth. De-stress, release all anxiety, concerns, thoughts of the day. And then simply breathe normally. If you haven't already done so, you may wish to close your eyes. Make any adjustments to your body that you need to get into a comfortable position, whether you are sitting in a chair or lying down during the rest of the meditation and visualization. The breath is remarkable. You can learn a lot from the breath. It is profoundly wise. Again, breathing in and exhale. As if you are deflating a balloon. Relaxing the tissues and muscles, the ligaments in the body, and still retaining that strength inside, the strength in the bones, within the marrow of the bones, visualizing the blood cells moving and flowing freely without any blockages. Like a stream of light Again, take notice of how you feel. Take notice of any parts of the body that are sending signals and messages that they need special care, that they need attention. Relax again with the breath and send loving energy to that part of the body that is calling your attention. Notice the muscles in your face. Relax all of the skin, musculature, the linings all around your face, your forehead, eyebrows, eyelids, eyelashes, your eyeball, left and right, the pupils in your eyes, the wrinkles around your eyes, softening the eyes so that they may see and discern and have the vision and wisdom to know what is good for you. Breathing in to the cheeks and the cheekbones. Exhale any tension, any tightness, any stress or stiffness. Relax the temples. Smooth out any lines in the forehead. Feel the air coming into your nostrils and follow that breath inside. Allow the oxygen to move freely within the body, enlivening the cells, enlivening the blood. Softening the muscles around the lips, above the upper lip and around to the corners of your lips, keeping a soft smile to your face. You may wish to part your lips slightly, relaxing your tongue. Your lower lip and under your lip to your chin. Breathing in and following the jawline to your ears. Relaxing your entire head from the back of your neck around to the top of your head, down your face and down the front of your body. Allowing any stress to wash away into the earth. Imagining light coming down from the heavens into the top of your head and down your spine. From your neck, upper shoulders, upper back, mid-back, waist, and down the lower back and the hips all the way down the back of the legs. Sending energy down into the earth, relaxing the entire body. It is true that every emotion, physical condition, resistance, disturbance, or tension that you have is connected to the breath, and we may release that. Notice if you're holding your breath during your day. When you do notice, give yourself permission to breathe freely, rhythmically, smoothly, and evenly. Sometimes your breath might be giving you a message when you are afraid, tense, or worrying about something. Getting in touch with the breath will help release those stresses. The breath can communicate to us whether we are feeling happy or sad, angry or upset, or even bored. Take a deep breath in and let it out with a sigh, washing away those emotions that we do not need to hold on to any longer. The breath carries the message. Your breath can be your very best friend. It can be a tool to balance, ground, release, and free your mind and body. It can also bring you positive gains in your life, strength, and courage. Breathe in, hold it for a moment, and breathe out, relaxing more and more. The breath bringing calm and peace and energy into your life. We don't really need to be taught how to breathe. It is natural. It is innate. It is part of living. Yet, we need to be aware of our breath as it carries those messages about how we're feeling, how we're carrying ourselves, how we're doing during the day. If we let our breath be our friend, it will help us manage and get through the difficult bumps and obstacles that are placed in front of us, like counting to 10. Again, breathing does not need to be taught. It will liberate us with this gentle, conscious, flowing movement. It is the power of our breath. We are ready for some affirmations about the topic for today, about having so much to do, feeling overwhelmed, and creating our to-do list, managing it, putting it aside for a moment, or taking a closer look and examining what is on our list. Continue to breathe evenly, rhythmically, smoothly, and gently. And notice the sensations in the body. Repeat in your mind these affirmations as you hear my voice. My decision and choice in feeling, saying, and finally taking this action will bring a positive, gainful result into my life and the lives of those around me. We are getting in touch with our decision-making process. The decision that I take today, tomorrow, and the next day will result in something that I value now. I pray that I will have the vision and wisdom to discern whether my decision could be based upon something that I valued in the past and which I may now release. Take a breath in and exhale. Release whatever we don't need to keep any longer. And if you wish, during this visualization and guided imagery, you may actually think of tasks that are on your list, your to-do list. You might even imagine the numbers of things on that list, because we would like those numbers to be reduced. Day after day, we keep adding more to the list. And now we're taking a moment to reduce that number. I will find the best way to incorporate this task into my schedule, leaving space for myself to breathe fully and deeply. When items on my list do not get accomplished, I am ready to accept the consequences of what happens and remain at peace with myself. I will search within for the reasons things happen and not look to blame others or find an outside cause. Each time I feel regret or unhappiness with an outcome, I will search for the positive lining in that cloud. As I continue to breathe deeply, rhythmically, slowly, and evenly, I am getting in touch with my decision-making process, creating awareness to become a better decision maker for my good health and well-being. Each time I feel regret or unhappiness with an outcome, I will search for the positive lining in that cloud. asking with sincerity of heart, am I the best person for this task, or should I ask for help from an expert, advisor, guide, or friend? I will not feel afraid, embarrassed, or shy. I am ready to ask for help when it is needed. Each time I think of taking on a new task or adding something to my list, let me think first if someone else might be better equipped to handle it. Thinking of a task that needs to be done, I ask myself to quantify how important and valuable it is in my life. Can I let this one go, or do I want to put it at the top of my list? Even though some tasks seem to be never-ending, I can imagine respite from those tasks. Even though I love to be perfect, perform to perfection, and create the most perfectly finished projects, I give myself permission to accept less than when it is good for my health and mental well-being. In that light, I will know and respect when a project or task is complete and finished. I will recognize the stopping point for each task so that I may move on to the next one on my list. I will ask my higher self to assist me in making all of these decisions. I will learn to quickly see what items on my list may be removed or crossed off, and even find some that are unnecessary in order to lighten my load. And again, repeat, I will ask my higher self to assist me in making all these decisions. I give myself permission to simply rest and do nothing at the appropriate times. So just take a moment to breathe. We only have 1 minute left. Just breathe in, and you may listen again and again to these affirmations until they really become incorporated into your thoughts, your heart, and your mind. Thank everyone for listening to Homeopathy Radio, Homeopathy World Community Blog Talk Radio. Until the next meditation, come back and visit.